Hello, welcome back again. Now a very short lecture on synchrocyclotrons. Let me just share my screen again. Okay. As we learned in the previous lecture, there's a limitation of maximum energy in classical cyclotrons because of the relativistic mass increase. So when the kinetic energy of the particles increase, then the mass increases, which means that the cyclotron frequency, which is inversely proportional to the mass, it decreases. And as we learned, when we look at the focusing, magnetic field must decrease with radius to get axial focusing, so omega c, the particle opening frequency, it decreases also with radius. And now in synchrocyclotrons, the trick to overcome this limitation is to synchronize the RF frequency with the particles. So we decrease the accreting frequency when we are following a bunch of particles. And that's called the synchrocyclotrons. Synchrocyclotron coming from synchronizing the RF. The advantage is that now we can get higher energies because the particles are always at the same frequency than the RF, or the other way around. The RF is at the same frequency than the accelerated particles. And also, we have a possibility for better axial focusing because now the magnetic field that is decreasing with radius, it doesn't cause any problem because we just synchronize the RF, also taking care of this axial focusing. However, there is a disadvantage because from the ion source, we get particles, very slow particles. The ion source can be internal or external, but in the center of the cyclotron, the particles are slow, so their opening frequency is at the maximum. And when they are accelerated, their mass increases, and we must decrease the decrease the accelerating frequency consequently. But when we have decreased the frequency, then the frequency is too low for the slow particles that are all the time coming from the ion source. And they are not synchronized, and those particles cannot be accelerated because we are following a bunch of particles that are already being accelerated. In synchrocyclotrons, the number of turns the particles make in the cyclotron is some hundreds of turns, or even up to 2,000 or so. So the intensity, total intensity, goes down, because we are following only one bunch of particles at a time. This is a combined diagram, a picture of an older 600 MeV synchrocyclotron located at CERN in Switzerland. There are many, many things here. So radius is horizontal axis, and here I've denoted with green color the magnetic field. It goes down to get axial focusing. Now here we have the field index N, which is a negative gradient, so now this is positive. And energy of the particles is increasing up to 600 MeV, they're protons, and frequency goes down here from about 30 megahertz to something like 17, 16 megahertz. Okay, and now the synchrocyclotron frequency, what it is. So omega c, which is the frequency for the slow particles, is charge over rest mass of the particles times the magnetic field. And now the synchrocyclotron frequency, which is the frequency of the RF, and also the frequency of the accreted particles, goes down as 1 over m. So it's this ratio, rest mass divided by the accreted mass. And this is just 1 over relativistic gamma, or rest mass energy divided by the total energy. And taking here E0 as a common part here, so we have just 1 over 1 plus, and the ratio of the energy, kinetic energy divided by the rest mass energy. So this is the way to accelerate particles to higher energies in synchrocyclotron. So in Hertz, it goes like this. So this is the initial frequency when the particles are slow, and then it decreases like this. Now we must be able to modulate the frequency. The classical way of modulating the frequency is to have in the circuit a rotating capacitor. So the capacitance oscillates sinusoidally. So this blue curve here, and we can accelerate particles only during this downwards going slope. So we catch the particles here, and then they're extracted here. And if we have a rotating capacitor, so we must wait all this time when it has come to this point. And then we accelerate particles here. Of course, here at this crossing point, the frequency is correct, but the RF frequency is going up, while it should be going down, so these particles will not be caught to acceleration. In modern RF systems, this can be like a sawtooth type. So we have this downward slope, and then we go up very quickly. So this increases the total intensity by a factor of 2 or 3 or so. The accelerating voltages in synchrocyclotrons, they are modest, around 10 to 30 kilovolts. In other cyclotrons, they are typically 50 to 100 kilovolts. And the repetition rate, how fast we can cycle it, is typically between 50 and 500 hertz. Remember, the particle opening frequency is typically 10 to 30 megahertz. So there's a huge difference in the frequency. Much faster than this we can do. Okay. And then the next lecture will concentrate on isochronous cyclotron. This is a longer lecture, so we will stop here.